It says, "Hine v'parsha zu in kisiso v'vuah in avedah mishkan amigdash mishkan." There, in kisiso, it speaks about the avedah mishkan and amigdash. Mainly, what is speaking kisiso in comparison to the other servants? Hine ma'aseh. Hine achteres, especially in kisiso, more stress than the others. Shezehoyim, I avedah mishkan amigdash. That Tiras was one of the major Avedis in Mishkan, and this is discussed in Parsha Kisisa. Now you will say, Afal Pi Shigama Parsha's academics, even in the previous Parsha also speaks about it, like there in Parsha Tetzave, also in the Guba Binyak Tiras, Tetzave is also discussing about Tiras. In the Chayim Parsha Abo, the coming Sefer in Parsha Vayakel also speaks about Tiras. So why do we say Kisisa especially is discussing about Tiras? Avoshom Medubar Bamichos. In the other Sefers, where it's mentioned about Tiras, he mentions Tiras generally between the other things. The Parsha Zu, in this Sefer in Kisisa, Vurinya Mikotis. Here is discussing already in details the Inyonim of Tiras, which is not discussed in the other Sefers. Dainu, here in this Sefer is speaking Ha'achonis Lazer, preparations for the Tiras. U'imashi hoya Tiras Nasis, from which things are made the Tiras. V'chein, goido inyashi bozer, the great importance which is in Tiras is discussed about this in this Sefer. In Ba'alavim akshuvim bozer, the lavim de isurim, which is forbidden, which is connected with Tiras. The chaymer ha'inya shebehem, the strictness which is in Tiras, ad le'inya shel hiper ha'chaim le'iver ha'lim. The strictness which is there in Tiras, clear punishment of the opposite of life, to the one who rebels against. So strict is Tiras. Asha'inya ze, that thing of hiper ha'chaim, that thing opposite of life, were adapted to Parsha Zu. This is only discussed in this Parsha, not in the others. Me'achar shekan v'vur echoy marinim, because in this Parsha, he speaks the importance and the strictness of that inyan of Tiras, the greatest of Tiras. Hagan shegam b'korbonus yeshtam v'derech klal kamo v'kamo lavim, even though, generally speaking, by the korbonus, generally, there is a different lavim. More like, for instance, a isur of chulim v'azona, something which is chulim not allowed to make azona, shkut echutz, shechut echob outside azona, is against them forbidden. But, true, the other korbanos have got also certain lavim, but they say magierik. It's uncomparable, it doesn't reach to the seriousness, to the sincerity or to the importance of Tiras. Which Tiras Chamura Kol Kach is so strict, Ad Linya Shalei Parachayim, where it's a Maskunt. Somebody who tries to make the copy of Tiras for himself, not for the Mishkan, is a punishment of life. That's something which is, don't find it anywhere else. So we see here that Tiras is something special, something more important, more stricter than all the other korbanos. More important things than korbanos. Hine inyan korbanos umayis akteiros hareis avedis hamishkan. Both things, korbanos and akteiros, both of it is the maisim, deeds which are done in the mishkan. Which in this way, a maimer the yemei lulu, like you discussed before, in the maimer of Bosel Gani. Now this is korbanos and Tiras are in the Mishkan and Migdash, because Iker Avodah in Mishkan and Migdash are in the Avodah Korbanos. We discussed before that the main Avodah in the Mishkan and Migdash is Korbanos. Shekoilu Gamayis and Tiras, but Korbanos generally include also Tiras. That's Avodah in Mishkan and Migdash. And we look in the Mishkan and Seshitim, like he explained before, that's how the Mishkan was on Seshitim, to convert from Seshitim to any Migdash. While the cause to all this avoid of Mishkon, which is the Avodas HaKorbanos HaKoris, Nase V'Shechanti B'Seichon. This makes the Shekhinah should dwell between. So it's generally Korbanos are in Mishkon Mikdash. But especially is here Dinya of Koris. Hinei, all the Dinya of Korbanos. What is the Dinya of Korbanos generally? What is it? Korbanos is the Dinya Kiryu Kol HaKoris. Korbanos means get nearer to Hashem, all the Koris. And the Kiryu, till the highest level of Kiryu, embracing in godliness, like the expression in Zaya, Rosa de Kurbana, Oyla de Rosa de Insa. The secret of Korbanos is to elevate the Nivra to Insa, unity of Nivra with Insa. Achyeshne Chiluk, when Korbanos Tamna, my sectors. So Korbanos generally is, like we say, the Korban is Oyla, reaching high to Insa. But the Korbanos itself is incomparable, a big difference between Korbanos and Kteris. In short, the Korbanos nikraim achila. Korbanos is called food, eating. Which of course is Korbani lachmi lisha. The Korbani, the Korbanos, they are lachmi, they are the bread lisha. And Belochin, because Eden feed Kaviyochel the Eberster. They are providing the food for the Eberster. Velochin Vatsani Koyel Yisrael Rayosi. That's a Eden by the title Rayosi, which Rayosi means, what is Rayosi? Like the Razal say, Rayosi means Pandasasi. The one of the bread giver, the one who feeds the Eberster. Which is expressed in the Shneit Midim. And the Lachmi, that's the Lachmi Leisha, the Lachmi to my bread, which is the bread, the food. That this is the Korbanos of Shachris and Arvis, the Shneit Midim. This is a Medrash, and the Medrash says, Yisroel, Mepharnas in Lavin Sheshamayim. Eden provides Parnos, food, to the Eberster, to the Midim. This is the Inyan of Korbanos. Korbanos is Lachmi, Lechem. Ashenke, Maisak, Tiris. Tiris is another thing. A deeper thing than lechem, a higher word regular lechem. Kteris is minyan reich. Kteris has to do with reich, smelling, which is a different level. Rafalpi, even though you ask, it's a vinya is kalush vigdusha. As in gdusha, everything is be kalush. So in gdusha, korbanos have got also reich. Hine gam bekorbanos yesh ninyan reich. Bekorbanos there is also the reich, not only Kteris, which is reich. Which also, like it says, a korbanos reich nechoyach la'ashem. So korbanos is also a inyan of reich. But, achdeiker, mainly in speaking by korbanos and Kteris, korbanos is inyan achila. The korban is the inyan for achila, lachmi. Well, okay, therefore, because Korbanos is mainly Achille, not Reach, that's how we find. Heichon Mechalkim Benukwe the Pardashke, Rimonis the Pardashke Asmolis. Where is this making it there, the difference between the whole nozzle and the right nozzle or the left nozzle? He says the difference is only Tabiknus. Concerning Kteris, there is a depends which side it goes in, if it goes in to the right or to the left. Not by Korbanos. While the Kivan Shadav Kivik Kteris, in the Iker Inyon of Arich. Kteris is mainly in the Inyon of Arich. That's how by Kteris, there's a difference from where it comes in. But Alkin, and therefore as we say, Kteris is something higher, reaching higher than Korbanos. That's how Kteris is. That's a Kteris has the ability to change over, that in Kteris comes in also the Lumazin. Something which is not kosher also joins the Kteris. Where a Korban has to be only kosher. The Korban has to be only made of kosher things, not non-kosher. Kteris has also something which is not kosher. Anyway, the Korban is רק קורבן לצהולי יצמין עמותו בפי חודם. קורבן הזה קודם משהו הקורם, only something which allowed, which you allowed to take in your mouth. Something which is not allowed, you mustn't use it for קורבן. מה שאין כי מקטוירס, בקטוירס יש נגמי נעמויר. קטוירס has got also a bone of the simone, הקטוירס is מויר. But what is it מויר? שזהו עניין הלום הזה. מויר comes from a creeper, from a type of animal. That's the הלום הזה. So here in קורבן and קטוירס, you could mile, you could elevate not only the קדושה, God, kosher things, but even something which is a creeper, which is הלום הזה. משווה ירד מורזוק מגדל תרבי אקספוינס אין איני ראשי שחודו שמשם מן המויר ואיני ראשי שחודו שמשם מן המויר, which is מויר and מויר is מיילה to the שיש החודו של תודעת הוידה יום מיילה elevating even מויר מורד חי is called מויר הדחי the clear מויר the מויר which is clear, purified ולא רק שהמויר הוא מלום הזה so not only in the clearers There is the Yudalev Samonim of Tiris, where there is one of them, which is the Meir, and Meir comes from a Teva animal, and where Maila is in Dusha. Not only the Meir itself, which is in Tiris, is from Lumazan, but Elo, she called Echad Ve'echad B'Samonim Tiris. If we speak about it more, each one of the Samonim Tiris, Kosher Minya Lumazan. Each one of the Samonic Teres has to do with Lumaza. So Teres is the idea of elevating, raising also the Lumaza. Why do we say the whole Teres Lumaza? Mele, you say Meir is a type of animal. But what's with the others? Sharei Bik Teres here, Dafki Yidal and Samonim. Bak Teres is not 10, Teres is 11. And like we say in the Peter Akteres, like we say there in the Breiser, If he is missing, it's terrible. It's high missing. There has to be all the 11. I know. She called Echad Misamon, Akhtiris, Echad Miridala. Bakhtiris, you can't miss one. If one is missing, the whole thing is no good. That means each one of them is part of the 11. What is the 11? She Yudalev, Uinya Lumazah. 11? That has to do with Kippa, Lumazah. שאין מוי בקדוש. It's sleep and not like קדוש. אין קדוש יש שום, אין קדוש יש עשר ולא יחד הזה. אין קדוש וסייד זה אני עשר. 10 ספירס, not 11. והקליפה is 11. Wait, another point to point out why do we say the Yudalev Samonim have to do with Lumaza. Because Yudalev Samonim Eilu Heim Kineged Yudalev Ahlum Heisa. Heisa had 11 princes, like it says in Chumash, the list of Chumash, 11. Because the Yudalev Ahlum Heisa, corresponding to this, is the Yudalev Samonim. The Heinu, she called Echad Misamonim Akteiris, who Kineged Echad Ahlum Heisa. Each one of the Yudalev Samonim corresponds, related, to one of the 11 Aluf Heisov, which is sleeping. Im Kain, kol echad min ha-yidala samonim kosher min ha-lumaza. That means each one of the 11 samonim of the Teres has to do something with lumaza. What is it? She'inyin ha-teres u-la-ha-peres u-lumaza l-kdusha. Teres says to influence, to convert lumaza to kdusha. So their korbanas is only dover ha-muta b-ficha. Something which is kosher, you could elevate it. Till Rosa the Kubun oil of Rosa the Insof. But not something which is not kosher. Kteiris is mildly even the not kosher. Kriyach lezehu, Kriyach which Kteiris has it more than Kobonas, because Me'achash Kteiris, Minya Riyach. Kteiris is Minya Riyach. That Riyach is, the smell Riyach is, Shemagia le'mailo yoysa me'kobonas. Riyach is reaching deeper the Kobonas, It reaches ba'as in the person, riach, deeper than food, and like it says so, same thing with kabbalas. Riach is reaching higher, that it could elevate, even something of lumaza. Now he's explaining why, what is the mile so much in riach compared to others. He's explaining it. In a mile so riachu, shemagia v'etzvanech. Reach, was, smell, touches deeper a person than food. Reach touches that's on the nefesh. When a person faints, food won't help him. Calling him won't help. But reach, a strong smell, shakes him up. Well, can therefore be koyach or reach, napkin, chozak or a machine. That's a reach, isn't it a koyach? Somebody is a very deep sleep, he can't wake him up. But the reach chozak will wake him up from sleep as well. Shezeo be koyach or reach, napkin. Because reach touches in nefesh deeper, in a deeper koyach in nefesh. That's a reach could wake him up. Veinze be koyach achiva. Food is the opposite. Food doesn't make a person to be awake. Adrabe the other. Achille geremes lashina. Food leads to us sleeping. Yay, so you want to fall from a sleep better. How can this be misutas human? That's what we find in Aloha and Gemara. Gemara says, Shakurin Godlo Sar Lemay Bachilos Averian Keeper. Food, Kurin Godlo has to eat less Averian Keeper. Why? If they shall make home, maybe it's Hashina. Because food leads towards falling asleep. That's why like a girl must sleep. Keeper. That's why you should eat less. Hashenki Reach. So food leads towards sleeping. Reach is the opposite. Where is Hashina? Reach wakes up from sleep. Reach Hashemagi, but it's my nefesh. Because Reach touches the Etzema Nefesh much more deeper than anything else. So, and this also coming to another point. We mentioned before, Nini of Kteris. Kteris is only much deeper than anything else, reaching much more. That's like, what is the Avodah Vinkipa? The main Avodah Vinkipa is Avodah Vinkipa, King God of Vinkipa, Achaz Mashonah. The main Avodah Vinkipa was Nini of Kteris. Kteris, Nini of Reach. Vinkipa, that special day. In the Kochi Kochim is Reach. Maybe other matter just like us, the reach, the koichel oire sets on nefesh. Just like us, but the person, the reach, awake sets on nefesh. We can't even mingle. Same thing in Dushan with some English. Shavoy the reach of the kochikochin. In Etzem, much deeper does the way the reach. Ah, official in English from Gamim Damakabonis. Even though you'll ask in the keeper with the way the keeper he brought in the kochikochin, also blood of the Kabonis. But the main avodah of Inkipa, Ikar avodah of Kachikachim. The main avodah of Kachikachim was the avodah of Kteris, special Inkipa. The Chiddush Ma'aseh HaKteris of Inkipa, of Kachikachim. The special type of Kteris, which is done in Kachikachim, is only Inkipa, special there. So, my lesson is Kteris. Because the greatness of Kteris, that's why it says in Posse, Kolodom liyeh b'el meyed. No one is allowed to be in el meyed in their surrounding when the Kohen Gadol has a kteris. This is meaning in Kippur, Gam b'kol hashan. Also, a whole year is also this Kolodom liyeh b'el meyed when he's making the kteris in Eichel. Shechsidus mu'er in yazel agabi in Kippur, Alkina b'kol hashan, and it's a malice of kteris. Kolodom liyeh b'el meyed in Eichel, a person must be when the Kohen Gadol goes in, when the Kohen is making the Kteris, also the same way. But it comes from Inkipa. Because Kteris is in your Reach, Reach, Magi, Bez, Man, Nefesh, Reach, Kach, Dez. Hine. Moish, Begash, is we Kach, Reach, Dab, Kilo, Yer, Mashina. Just like we explained so far till now, in Gashmis. To awake a person who had deep sleep is only Reach, but Kino, Beruf, Nefesh. Same thing is also in Ruchnins. Shvei lo yirei mashina. To wake up somebody from a deep sleep is to rear dapke to in your breath. And what is it, the sleep which we say to wake up from sleep in Ruchnins? Inyan ashina. Inyan ashina we discussed already in the previous memory. This bio of a mime of the Purim discussed in the previous memory of Purim. Inyan mashina also in the posuk where the posuk says, Ani Yeshena will be because the Pasuk says, Ani Yeshena, he didn't say, we are taking a sleep, but Libiho, the heart is awake. And Kuril Lady David, the Ebershah is knocking on knocking in the door, the Eibush is knocking to wake us. So we spoke before about sleep, and there is something which is the korbanos kliros that the kliros wakes up from sleep. I know. Shagam, the Knesset Yisrael Yishen and Begoluso, even though Eden are asleep in Golos, still, Hamach HaShlibi Or, as the heart is awake, I know what is Libi Or, what is this Madrega of Libi that is Or, I know, Shaychid HaShibin Nefesh, HaBishleim HaSvoris HaLechadach, the Yechid HaShibin Nefesh is there, see, even though he's asleep, what Yechid is there. Okay. Therefore, there is the awakening from above, which we say, the awakening from above is the open up, make an opening. Open up for me to be able to be unity with the Eibush and Eden should be Achrisi, Ayosi, and Ositamos. In the Maimar and all, in the previous Maimar, it's by way explained, possibly there. Here it was explained that possibly Ani Yesheno, Hem Shah Psukim, like it says, the Pashatis Katonti and so on. Asha Abir was there, then the explanation of the Psukim is, Lacha the Kul Vedi Deifik, that after the Kul Vedi Deifik, they are awakening from above. But how come we don't get up? We don't wake up? Aze Oinik Nesiso. That's why the Pasuk God carries on. Even answer, the Eibush is trying to wake us up, but we answer, I took out my katonti, my best lady, I could have put it on. What is it? Maybe Maharash and the Maharash and the Tzvarsedek quotes it on the Yeshimitz of Shirashirim, on the Pasuk, which it says there later on, after this awakening, we are not answering, we are not responding to the Kol Dodi Doifek. He says the Pasuk in the end, Dodi Shalach Yodi Min Achir, my beloved one, the Eibush there, pushed his hand to the hole. This already shook us. Medrash Hashirim, he says, on the Pasuk Poshate Eskotonti, that even say, Poshate Kotonti, I took off the Ksoina, say, Hocha, Boshana, how could I get elected? He does the answer, Eden to the, is serious, Hashem. Hashem is Meir Eden to come back. So Eden answer, Koy, I'll be the Kuna, I'll be the Malchus. Poshate Kotonti, I haven't got any more to be the Kuna, I'll be the Malchus. So I can't come near to Alakus because I haven't got it, I'm in Golos. She pushed him in the Golos, and Golos is what taken from me the Kotonti. And if you're in the move on Ashar has a big Likuna, Kulu Lekha, what is the connection of big Likuna to this awakening from above? Uvar, it was explained. Ma'acha shani yeshed abgaluso, as we are asleep in Golos. And Kulu, the day for the Eibush there, is knocking Le'ire Mahashina to awake us up from sleep. Why don't we wake up? How can I chew it? The answer, our answer is, to the Eibush there, Pashat is Katanti. We are lacking certain things, though, so we can't wake up. Shechseirim la bigdekuna, especially bigdekuna, bigdemalchus. We lachin, therefore, yev shechtia avedis ha-karbonas nikariya nechay lasha. We haven't got the bigdekuna, it should be the avedis ha-karbonas that should be near to Hashem. We've got special mice actors, which is Reach. Reach is Meirim Hashina. Reach wakes up. But if now we haven't got it, so we haven't got the avedis, should wake us up. ומאחרנס, פשעתי, סקוטונתי, פשעתי בגליגונה, ויראה הקרבונס והקטירס, אז נאו, בהם לא דה בגליגונה, בהם לא דה ריח הקטירס, ויסי חוכה על בשבנה. הקוד אבי נסעירה, תודי סעירה, סוף החיסר היוסי, הקוד אקם בק תהיו. ופשעתי, סקוטונתי, ואני לוקינג על דיס דין. אז זה משיב הקרבונס, הקודש שלו, הקודש בו. On this, there is a response as well. What are you saying? You haven't got the big Likuna, therefore you can't be in the Seder. And the Eibush says also the same thing, similar by me, the Eibush says. You say you haven't got it? I also haven't got it. I wash my feet. I can't make them dirty again. Which is, Hine Bis Hamikdash Nikadim Rago. The Bis Hamikdash is called the footstool. Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. Bis Hamikdash, I asked for Hashina. It was the Bis Hamikdash, there was the footstool, there was Ashras Hashina there. Mishkosa, like he says, Hine Hashemayim Hashmei Hashemayim L'chari L'yichal K'vilcho, Afki Abayis Hazeh. But Hashemayim Hashmei Hashemayim don't contain the Shechina. But Abayis said the Bis Hamikdash contains the Shechina, the Shechina is expressed in Bis Hamikdash. She said, it's me a kayemus. That's a wonder, a surprise. How come it is? Well, that's what Eivasha says. Achrach, Hashurach, Hashurach, Raglai. As I moved already from the Bis Hamikdash, I moved already from my footstool. Ichob zichogi vashmuli is mislavish Bis Hamikdash. I washed myself, Rachaska, I washed myself with my feet of being in Bis Hamikdash to come down to Bis Hamikdash. Echocha, Achranta. How could I make it again to come in? So, you say Eden, Knesset, you say, we haven't got it, David says, I can do it. Rav, Alpi, Shigam, Bisman, Agolus, Yesh, and Kabonis. You say in Golus, time of the Golus, there is also the concept of Kabonis. Like we say, Tfil is going to get meaning to come. That means instead of Kabonis. We can hear Yesh, and Yaktiris, there is also the Yaktiris now, which is Tfil is Milche, Milche is called Yaktiris, Shikha is Milche's Ktiris, Milche is called Ktiris. He wrote about Russian, like he explained in my morim, which I'm aware the mildest field of Samilcha, the greatest of Milcha, that Milcha is something special, something great. Al-Sharat fields, above under fields. Like the Gemara says, Af Eliyahu in the Nelevitil Samilcha. Even Eliyahu, by Eliyahu, the mice with the Kabbalah, so Hashem or the king was only by Milcha. Mishkos after the Shabbos. Says after the But still, ach, I'm sure I shall be at Philo and I'll be Pimmy Soilos. I'm sure at Philo is Ainel Carbonas, but Philo is in Pimmy Soilos.